This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Wisconsin joins 24 states in a lawsuit to stop SNAP benefits from being cut off as the November 1st deadline looms. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and 22 other attorneys general want the Trump administration to use emergency funds to support the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, amid the ongoing government shutdown. Nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites rely on SNAP, called Food Share in our state. In a news conference yesterday, Call said, "For many families that rely on SNAP, access to that program is the difference between having enough to eat and going hungry." He added that throughout SNAP's history, a government shutdown has never stopped states from distributing these critical benefits to those who need them. The federal government shutdown is now just days away from becoming the longest in U.S. history. Governor Tony Evers' plan to overhaul Wisconsin's aging prison system, which includes closing Green Bay's 127-year-old prison, moved forward yesterday, despite complaints from Republican lawmakers. A bipartisan subcommittee of the State Building Commission approved the $15 million plan. Republicans have opposed parts of the plan that would reduce the overall capacity of the state prison system by 700 beds and increase the number of offenders who could be released on supervision. Evers presented his plan last February as the best and only option to address the state's aging facilities. Problems at the lockups have included inmate deaths, assaults against staff, lockdowns, lawsuits, federal investigations, criminal charges against staff, resignations, and rising maintenance costs. We now know the name of the man killed in a Door County campground explosion last weekend. The Door County Sheriff's Office has identified the victim as 27-year-old Sean Markwart of Algoma. Deputies say a 3,000-gallon water tank exploded as workers were clearing out water lines to winterize Harbor Village Resort. A storage building was partially destroyed, but no one else was injured. As leaves fall in Wisconsin, wildfire danger rises. The DNR says this month alone, there have been more than 50 fires burning through 20 acres of Wisconsin woodland. Officials say most fires are preventable and caused by brush or leaf burning or sparks from ATVs. Heads up, Green Bay. Be on the lookout for a 27-foot-long hot dog hitting the streets around town this week. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is cruising into northeast Wisconsin tomorrow. Wienermobile drivers, called hot doggers, will visit several locations during their four-day tour, starting at the Brown County Library in downtown Green Bay tomorrow morning. The Wienermobile will, of course, end up in the Stadium District on game day. You'll find it tailgating at Stadium View until kickoff at noon. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at Fiserv Forum, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up two games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM.